Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be inside today, right, Mr. Ron? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all for coming out today. And listen to God's words. That's what I'm going to be speaking a little bit today on is God's words and the using of the words. And I'm going to start it off with a song that really touches my heart every time I hear it. We're always asking God to speak to us. How many times do we say, please, God, speak? How many times do we say that? Not as many times as he says to us, Otis, speak to me. He wants us speaking to him, and not in our words, but in his. So let's go to the song first, and then I'll start. Speak to us today, Lord. I come to you with your church body, Lord, your children, Lord. I lift them up to you this morning, Lord. Give them an open ear and open mind, Lord, that they can hear your word, Lord, and they can go out and use your word, Lord. Speak to us today, your word. Let your will be done in this place today, Lord. I pray this in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Oh, praise. The praise of all. Our Father, our praise of His Son, and the Holy Spirit that writes these songs. I believe all these songs, this one sung by Mercy Me, I believe that was ordained from God. I believe that it was His words that mercy we used. Gave them a good heart for God. That's what we need to start doing. We need to start using His Word. I don't think my small mind, we got a big brain. But they say we only use one third of it. I don't think the one third of my mind understands how powerful the Word of God is. I don't think we go back and we listen to that word or we speak that word, that we know what we're doing to the rest of His children. I don't know if we know that. I don't know if I know that. He's been pressing on my heart for the last month. Otis, use my word. Otis, use my word. He has given us a two-edged sword that we can use in this world. This world is awful. It is very hard to live in. Just like Mr. Ron said one day, he told the disciples, go sell your cloak and buy you a sword. We, as children of God, don't have to do that. We have a two-edged sword already that He has given to us for us to use the Word. And we just don't use it. We just don't use it enough. I believe everyone in here is saved. I believe everyone in here invited the Spirit of God to come and live within us, to guide us, to keep us on that narrow path. But that world out there wants us to. Like Pastor says, old Slewfoot wants us to. He works every day to get us. He works every day to bring us into His kingdom. And it's so easy to fall off that narrow path if you're not in the Word. Speaking the Word, reading the Word, hearing the Word. We need to speak it out. We need to speak it out. What came to me when I was studying is what was in the beginning. Let us all turn to Genesis 1. We're going to start all the way at the beginning. That's the best way to start. When these football players, we had a meeting this week, and a lot of the errors and the stuff that the salesmen were doing were just minimal errors. They were making them work. And I told them, what happens before a football game? They get prepared. They all take the field, right, Joey? They all take the field, they do their stretching, they do their catching of the ball, they do all that. I love to watch that before a game. That's why we always get there an hour early, so I have to watch it more than that. But they're getting prepared. Saints of God, are we getting prepared in the morning? Are we actually waking up and getting prepared for the day that we're going to have to muddle through? A lot of saints of God call us overcomers. But we cannot be overcomers unless we start the morning right. The Word of God is so powerful. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Guess how He did that? Jump all the way to number 3. And God said, He spoke it into existence. He spoke the land. So how much more are we that have Jesus living in us, saying the words that it wouldn't happen? Saying God's words over a little child that's crying that got hit with a block, I think it was. How is it to walk up to that, oh, it's going to be better, it's going to be better. No, walk up to that child and say, Jesus loves you. Do you want me to pray with you to make it better? It's the difference in our words that makes a difference. So the Jesus in us can heal her of all her pain. The Jesus in each and every one of you can walk up to a person that's not feeling well or that has hurt or has a broken heart. And the Jesus in you, the Word, in you, can make that person feel better. Can make that person healed. It's not you doing it. It's that Jesus that lives in you, that you allow to come in and live with you. You couldn't have came in any other way. You had to allow him to come in. You had to invite him in. Because like I said about a month ago when I was preaching, he knocks all the time. He's knocking on your door. He's knocking on your door right now. You had to invite him in. He wasn't going to come in on his own. Satan, no slewfoot, he don't knock. He comes in. He comes in and he starts tampering with all the words. Like Shabbat. Sure, she's a Shabbat. I do it all the time. But God loves you. You want me to pray for him? A friend that's hurt. God loves you. You want me to pray with you? Let's pray now. I don't want to pray after. I want to pray for you now. This was the first day, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light, that it was good. Your words in you are good or bad. There's no in between. The words that you speak are either good or, if you come all the way to this side, are they bad? It's up to you to choose the words that you want to say. It's up to you to choose the word of God and not the words of Satan. I call them the words of Satan because that's the way we use them. Oh, I can't. I have a list of words over here that we use every day that brings down, probably you're bringing down yourself, but you don't know how many other people around you you're bringing down with you. Because they're hearing the word that you're saying. Every day, Marjorie and I, we go somewhere, we do things, we do. I carry Service Chevrolet with me everywhere as we go. Everywhere as we go, because we're going to meet up with somebody that I either help deliver a vehicle with or I help something. So our words are following us. They're hearing the words coming out of our mouth, if I could say it that way. They're either being lifted up with the good word, or they're being brought down. I love football. I love watching high school kids play football. Y'all got a star from Gato High in the house today. He's got 3 touchdowns so far this year. And he plays defense. So, when these kids are playing out there, it's awesome seeing them. Because it's raw talent. It's people. It's head coaches and coaches and fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers that are bringing these kids up. That are giving them the word. It blows my mind when I go to a football game when they don't pray before the game. And it's happening more and more. Me and Marjorie's noticing that more and more. They're not praying before the game. And why not? I don't know. I don't know. We're forgetting about it? Are we forgetting the word? Are we forgetting to speak the word everywhere we go? Because these principals are not hearing it for some reason. Because they're not using it during the game. They're not lifting these kids up to God for him to put a his hand of protection around them while they're playing that game at them. After the national anthem, I'll lift up my hand. If they don't start praying, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for these kids. I'm going to lift these kids up. Maybe Marjorie and the guys all around me, the only ones that hear me, but they, I'm praying and I'm speaking to God. I want God to hear me. I know He knows everything. That goes without saying. He's everywhere. He knows everything. He's there for us. But I want Him to hear. Because if I don't hear it, I can't grow my faith. And if you're speaking it under your tongue, your faith is not be growing because you have to hear. It says in Ephesians, you have to hear the word of God to grow your faith. Even though you only need faith as small as a mustard seed. So God spoke the word and the light appeared. The light appeared. Have you ever prayed for someone? Or encourage someone that when you started talking to him, you spoke the word of God and you saw their face change in the blink of an eye. That's God touching them. That's God obeying His word. We cannot do nothing else but to obey His word. That's our God. We can fall short. We can fall short. He can't. So when we use His word to heal, to lift up, we know it's going to be done. Because He can't not do His word. The second day, verse 6. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters. He started separating things. But He spoke it out. He spoke it out. Excuse me one second. I got too many glasses. He spoke out the word. That's how He created the heavens and the earth. How He created the grass on the ground. How He created the animals. And the, He spoke it in. He made us. But everything else in this world was created by His word. So how many times do you think you create something with your words? How many times? How many times you have spoken to a friend and didn't use the word of God because he wasn't using it? How many times have you fellowshiped, or you're sitting at work, you're meeting with the guys, they're not all Christians, so one starts telling a joke, and you don't stand up and leave? By not standing up and leaving, you're condoning this act. I'm not telling you to tell them to shut up, which that's what you probably feel inside of you. But not walking away, you're actually condoning it. And by your action, you're speaking loud words. You're speaking the words that Satan wants you to speak. Each day, He created a new thing. On the third day, He said, let the waters underneath the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Didn't say it took a little while to happen. It said it happened, and it was so. Once He said it, it was done. It was finished. So how many times you speak to someone, and that doneness is not of God? Now, don't get me wrong, and please understand this point. I'm not saying you're saying something bad. You're probably condoning, I mean, you're probably helping this person by talking to him. And you're probably helping him with the words you're saying. All I'm saying is, it's stronger to use your two-edged sword. Use the word of God when you're speaking to him. The more you speak the word of God, the easier it's going to get to do it every time. People are going to turn their faith. They're going to say, I don't. Doesn't matter. Jesus told the disciples, if that house is not worthy, if they're not listening, wipe your feet and walk away. You did your part. You obeyed the word of God. What happens after that, that's between God and them. That's not for you to worry about anymore. You, like I've been preaching since the first time I ministered, you are to plant a seed. The next person's going to water it. And God is going to give the increase. It's not for us to increase anything. So if everybody's planting seeds, you don't, honestly, I just thought of this. How do you know if you're planting the seed or if you're watering the seed? But you might be watering that seed instead of planting that seed. It just came to me. Water as, speaking of water, water as many seeds as you can. So don't worry if you're planting a seed or watering a seed. The word of God is going to do it all for you. The fourth day, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. And it was done. And it was done. We need to use our words. We need to help with our words. We get up in the morning. First thing we do is, oh man, I gotta get up. So guess how your day is gonna go? Your day follows your words. You wake up, oh man, God woke me up on the day that he had made so I could go out and rejoice and be glad in it. I did that this morning because I knew I was preaching. But you have to get into that habit. You can't just do it one day and then forget about it. And we do that all the time. My hand's going to stay up all day. I minister, and every time I minister to a church, I'm mostly speaking to myself. So if I say something, it's probably about me and not you. But if it's about you, well, clean off the toe of your shoe and I won't try to walk around you. We need to, I'm sad for the rain, and I'm sad the kids missed their church because they talked about it, Charlie talks about it all the time, about their children's church. But looking at each one of these kids, I couldn't stay face forward while the praise and the worship was going on because I was watching these kids. Steve's daughter in the corner back there was giving God so much praise. It was overwhelming to me. It was overwhelming because she was praising God. She didn't see anybody else around her. She didn't look and see who was wearing what or how they had come to church. She was giving wholeheartedly praise to God. This young lady in the front seat, she was singing up the storm. I don't know if anybody else noticed, but she was singing to her God. She was singing to her God. She was giving her God the praise that she belongs. I think that's why the book says we need to become like little children. Because we forget all these things. We don't get up every morning and get ready for the day. We don't. Now, hopefully everybody showers and all of that. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting spiritually ready for your day. How many people honestly get up and get ready? Not worried about your spouse next to you. Not worried about what you're doing that day. Worrying about God that woke you up this morning and gave you another day so you can give Him praise. Getting up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The words that you're using is dictating your day. Is dictating exactly what's going to happen to you during that day. Because if you get up, I know it won't vacation this week, so I'm going to pick on. I know Brother Joe woke up with a smile when he was in the mountains over there in that hotel that could have fell off the side. I know he was smiling when he got up. You know how God enjoys that? Your song is like a sweet taste to Him. Your words that come out of your mouth can either make Him smile or make Him sad. These kids that I'm talking about, we got two kids that sit all the way in the back. Every Sunday, they're still praying for their mom. Kids do not give up. Who knows that? Kids do not give up when they want something. They're going to badger you. They're going to keep coming to you with the same thing. They come to God every Sunday because they want their mom. That's the heart of God. Because they know where to go. They know where the healing is going to come from. All they have to do when they get up in the morning is thank you, God, for bringing my mom back. They need to put that back. They need to put that in their vocabulary every day. Thank you, God, you're going to bring me back my son. Thank you, God, you're going to bring me back my children. Thank you, God, that you're going to bring me back to you. I know Pastor Joe and Sister Jelaine are very proud of her three kids. I know it. I see it more and more. This week, Marjorie spent a lot of time with poor Joey. Joey took the time of his day to get in the vehicle, go get Isabella at school, and bring it to Marjorie, because Marjorie had the rest of the kids, so she didn't have to get them all out of school. And he did it. No questions asked. I don't know if he complained about it, but this is what we need to do. He was asked to do a service, and he didn't squawk about it, he said yes. He didn't have a maybe, he didn't have a no, just like Andrew Priest, he'd go yes or no, there's no in between, but he said yes. Andrew ran last week like a champion. His sermon last week touched me so much, I'm still thinking about it today. While I was sitting in there, I thought of a song, and I sent him a copy of it, and he really liked it. But that song was pretty much his whole sermon. I get into that. I get into song too. That's why I played Word of God Speak. This is what I'm trying to say today. Word of God, speak to us. Speak to us. But remember, we need to speak to Him. When you're sitting at work, getting to work, oh God, I have to do another day's work. How's your work day going to be? Just like you walked into it. All right, God, this is going to be a great and quick day. We're going to have fun, and we're going to go home. It depends how you feel when we get there and the words you speak. Because you're hearing your words. Maybe nobody else is hearing them, but you are hearing your words. So it's falling on your ears, and it's happening. It's being done. Just like in chapter 1 of Genesis. Every word you speak is being done, whether it's bad or whether it's good. Your word is being done. And I promise you, old Slewfoot is going to push you to use his words. But with this two-edged sword, you can say, Satan, get behind me. I am not doing this to my brother. I am not doing this to my sister. I'm using God's word to make it through this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I get to preach until it stops raining? Okay. Man, y'all great listeners. Y'all awesome. Now, y'all can read through the rest of the chapter. We got 20-something verses. God said, if that gets you pumped up to do it, read it. Whatever it takes to get you to use the word of God, use it. My big thing is every morning when I start my truck to go to work, plug in my phone the first thing, CarPlay hooks up, I hit the Bible app, and it starts reading. So I listen to it from the time I leave home to the time I drive into my parking spot. That's about 40 minutes every morning. So I love to listen to the word. I am not the best reader. I can read, and I do read. I am not the best reader. It takes me a little bit of time. So I listen. Whatever it takes to get that word in you, so when your friend or one of your brothers or sisters calls you out of the blue, and he starts with a sob story, and I'm not saying it's not true, you have the words to lift him up. Because you're going to use God's words to defeat Satan's words. And then you got to understand your family's been beaten up by a real bad dude. We all know he's defeated. They don't. So he's being beat up. These people are being beat up by a real bad dude. They need compassion. They do not need a judge or a jury. That's not what they're calling for. That's what Satan wants you to do. He's only going to bring me to the Lord. What you want to do is lift them up to God. Even if all you say is, God loves you, and he's going to handle it. In the song it says, I think how it goes, and even you, when you don't know what to say, he gives you another language. What language is that? He gives you another language when you don't know what to say. You can call out to him in tongues. You never have anything to say. I just messed up my grammar. When I started doing that, I looked at the teacher. I said, oh, no, man. You never have anything to say. Never. You always have something to say. always. Even if you do it in tongues, you're saying something to God. No matter if you know what it is or you not know what it is. Just like when you're doing that, you don't know if the guy sitting next to you or down from you is not the interpreter. And you missed out on a blessing because you were embarrassed to speak in tongues. I'm not saying screaming, but I'm saying speaking. You start saying something, you don't know what else to say, and just start speaking in tongues. If the interpreter next to you finishes it, you know it was from God. Don't be afraid to use his words. Just like I said, not everybody's going to receive it. Probably, a lot of people won't receive it. But you either watered that seed or you planted a seed where a seed needed to be. When we don't speak the word, we're disobeying God. He gave it to us to use. Oh, Lord, I need a two-part sermon on here. Because I didn't even get to the other half. Choose your words this week. Choose your words that you're going to say. Choose them like your life depended on it. Because doesn't your life depend on what you say? I believe everyone in here is saved and accepted. I even believe those two. I believe. You just don't understand the children of today and the way they listen to you. They might not act like they're listening to you, but people, children of God, they're listening to you. Every word you say, they're seeing every action you do. They're watching every action. We need to be more godlike. They call this Christians. I heard that in I'm listening to Acts, going to work this morning, and it's in the book of Acts when they tell us when they first started being called Christians. We are Christ-like. And he's coming back for a perfect church. But until we start using that two-edged sword everywhere we go, it's not going to become a perfect church. So we need to start speaking the word. We need to start taming our tongue. In James 3, it says that we cannot tame our tongues, but I believe we can. We need to work on it. It says 21 days before something becomes a habit. Am I saying that right? You have to do something 21 days in a row for it to become ready. Start saying the word of God. Start using it. Start telling everybody how much he loves them. That's going to make your day. Not theirs. It's going to make your day a lot better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the word today. Oh, I have to leave my phone. Thank you, Father, for the word today that you've given to me to give to them, Lord. I stand on your word, Lord. The rock. I stand on the rock, Lord, this morning, Lord, in your word. That it would continue growing in each and every one of us, that it would prosper. Oh, that it would bring in seed. It is harvest time in the world today now, Lord. It's time in October. They're gonna be harvesting all the wheat and all the cane and all the... Help us to harvest your children, Lord. Help us to bring them back to your fold, Lord, our family. Help to heal each and every one of them listening to me today, Lord. Heal them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. Oh, I pray this all in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And I'm going to ask you a question.